SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today is a day the House Speaker says historic articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary will be forwarded to the upper house of Congress.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has willfully and systematically refused to enforce existing immigration laws. And Johnson says he's sending impeachment charges against Mayorkas to the Senate today, forcing senators to convene a trial on the allegations. But Democrats are expected to try to dismiss or table the charges before arguments get underway. Democrats say the case against the Homeland Security Secretary doesn't rise to the high crimes and misdemeanors laid out as a bar for impeachment. Donna Water, Washington.
Former President Trump back in court today for the second day of jury selection in his New York criminal trial, focusing on a routine non-disclosure agreement signed during the 2016 presidential campaign, a $130,000 payment that did not come from campaign coffers. The former president complains of a kangaroo court, a left-wing political hit job playing out in one of the bluest parts of the country. And while former President Trump is tied up in court, President Biden prepares for this week's three-day swing through Pennsylvania.
The president's travel will be a mix of official and campaign events with stops in Scranton, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. This week's trip underscores the importance of a swing state like Pennsylvania in November's election. Last weekend, Donald Trump campaigned there, holding a rally on Saturday night.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, over 1,000 tons of steel have been removed so far from the waterway at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. The Herculean salvage effort goes on. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 171 points higher, the Nasdaq futures down 1 point. This is SRN News. Another incident at Planet Fitness.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have turned their attention to Germany. A panel of experts set up by the liberal government is recommending that abortion no longer fall under the country's penal code and be made legal during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Currently, abortion is considered illegal in Germany, but not punishable if a woman undergoes mandatory counseling and a three-day waiting period before she has the procedure. Much of Western Europe is liberalizing its abortion laws, and Germany is being pressured to follow suit. This is SRN News. California's AG is pushing to undo the will of the voters.
California's Democratic Attorney General has filed a lawsuit challenging a voter identification law passed at the polls this year in the city of Huntington Beach. Rob Bonta claimed that the measure is in conflict with state law and could suppress voter participation. The measure was passed by voters earlier this year to let the Orange County city known for its surf culture require identification from voters at the polls starting in 2026. Huntington Beach's city council placed the voter ID measure on the ballot. Huntington Beach City Attorney Michael Gates says the city will defend local voters' decision. Keith Peters reporting.
Series of gun control bills introduced after Maine's deadliest shooting appears headed toward final passage. The Maine House has followed the state Senate in approving the governor's omnibus gun safety bill. More details at SRNNews.com.